The title of this message is, Mammon Will Never Stop. Not a single difficulty can stop my walk. Until I accomplish the final round of the power, I have never stopped. It was all possible by the power of God and His love, the willpower. Well, actually, our shepherd wrote in his second testimonial book, Never Stop. Last October 29th, the second round of special Daniel prayer meeting began, and we offered up the aroma of our hearts to Father God through special prison worship led by Dr. Sujin Lee. Before it began, Mrs. Bong Lim Lee read a note to people who saw the spiritual realm. There was a drum resounding to heaven, and the sanctuary was filled with aurora lights and countless angels, and the Father God was watching us as the gate to heaven opened. Most of all, this day, Father God wrote in gold color on a white fabric, Mammon Will Never Stop, which presented to Mammon the comfort, hope, and vision. Mammon will never stop. But what is the force that drives us, to go forward without ceasing? It is our shepherd never stops in any trials or afflictions. And we also hold on to the grace that we received. And we never stop believing in the word of promises given by the Father God. Above all, our Father God's will and providence toward Mammon never stop, but surely come true. Therefore, Father God cheers us up and helps us to go on, march forward with the message, Mammon Will Never Stop. Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14 says, Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Mammon will never stop because our shepherd will never stop. Until now, we had happiness and joy in Mammon history, but we also had hardships and difficulties. In such situations, our shepherd was never shaken in the heart. In 1992, he had a serious nose bleeding because of many matters of the church. He shed so much blood through his nose and mouth. And he recalled that, he wanted to find himself in the arms of the Lord. Suddenly, his heart stopped in the beating, and he met the Lord. The Lord asked him, Would you like to be in my arms, or would you like to go back and do your duty? He asked. And our shepherd said, I would like to be in your arms. Can you imagine? He met the Lord that he longed for. No wonder he couldn't think of anything of the world. Because he forgot all the difficulties. Because his heart was filled with happiness. We can understand. However, he saw members of the church who were crying, praying, fasting, and other souls walking toward hell. So he woke up. Even though he was happy to be in the arms of the Lord, he came back to us. Do you think he got something to take back from this world? No way. Only to make our souls not to fall into hell but go to heaven, he is doing his duty. to make this will accomplished. He knew that he had to overcome so many difficulties. Now, he went to stand on the court and he was pointed fingers by many people. But our shepherd, he endured all those things for the sake of souls. In any situation, he never let go of us. Because we have our shepherd, we got no worries. We feel protected. So, we should be thankful for the fact that there is one who is our shepherd we can look up to. The signpost that we can look at. Our shepherd is the great support who can embrace us and lead us until we get to New Jerusalem. And we are living our lives with hope. World mission, Christian broadcasting ministry, also what he fulfilled from nothing. He got no technology, who got no engineers, who got no money. However, he began the ministry only by faith that he can make Father God pleased. And he was able to do it without stopping. Because the gospel of holiness could be spread to the whole world. And the power of God will make many souls saved. So many people are listening, watching GCN and receiving grace. So many people go to salvation. Whenever I go to mission trip, I have heard that so many people watch GCN and receive the blessings and grace. I heard the good news about what happened through a Pakistan mission trip for a week in October. I heard such testimonies. It was a male member who heard who lived in Saudi Arabia for 10 years through Isaac TV. He listened to our shepherd's sermons. And he had a 2-time heart attack, but he was healed. He testified to his healings. He had a 2-time in a heart attack, but he was healed of it. And he also said that he's the one on screen. In Saudi Arabia, it began with 3 people listening to our shepherd's messages. Now, there are like more than 300 people listening to our shepherd's messages. There was a lady by the name of Shuba. She has listened to senior pastor's messages through Isaac TV. And she evangelized her, sister and her husband. And then they received the blessing of having baby. Like this, Father God's works continue, and His kingdom is being expanded. Since the power of our shepherd is great, it is being accomplished. However, we also know that to accomplish all these things, our shepherd has prayed before Father God every night and every day. Of course, our congregation participated in His ministry. The God-given duties, awakening Christian communities, accomplishing the world mission, constructing Canaan in grand sanctuaries, and leading souls to New Jerusalem. Our shepherd was born for this, and he has lived his life for this, and he's faced so many problems for this. But he has endured all the sacrifice to take care of his duties. From time to time, we see a wealthy man face difficulty and they gave up their lives. They commit suicide. They made excessive decision However, our shepherd never stops. He never gives up. Only for the glory of Father God, only for souls, nothing bothers him. Even if it is a road to flame, he goes in with passion and love. That's our shepherd. You and I know our shepherd has embraced the whole world, right? And he will accomplish the world mission. Those who truly love Father God and fulfill His will do not stop their march of faith even in extreme situations. Daniel's three friends were thrown into the furnace of blazing fire, for they didn't worship the golden image, but their faith toward God didn't change. Daniel 3:18 said, "But even if it does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up." What a brave confession. Before the blazing fire, before the lion's den, our forefathers of faith never got afraid and they never forsook their faith. Our shepherd is the same, and we should resemble him, right? I'm sure that our shepherd has never fallen apart at all, even in the hardships in these days. Only to make the will of Father God accomplished, he endures. He has taught us what is the pleasing will of Father God. You think he will ever stop or give it up? To lead us to the bosom of the Lord, he has prayed for us and he sacrificed himself for us. He will never say, "I've done enough, I'm done here." He will never say so. We don't stop as long as our shepherd doesn't stop. We do not give up as long as our shepherd doesn't give up. We can never throw away this faith. This is our faith. Mammon will never stop because, secondly, we never stop believing in Father God's promise, holding on to the grace that we've received. There is a gospel song called written by Myung-hee Song, a poet who had the cerebral palsy. The lyrics says like this, even if I don't have property, even if I don't have knowledge others have, even if I don't have health others have, but I have something others don't have. I saw something others couldn't see. I heard voice others couldn't hear. I received the love others couldn't receive. I realized something others couldn't realize. Equitable God, even if I don't have something others have, but God let me receive something others don't have. By the mistake of a doctor, she was born with the cerebral palsy. And her family was a very poor family. So she couldn't receive the proper treatment. But after she met God and realized the love of the Lord, instead of being pessimistic about her life, he confessed that thanks to her family situation, thanks to her physical condition, she was able to meet God. That was her confession. And she is living her life only to pay back for the grace that she received from the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, "Working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain." Brothers and sisters, we could receive this grace great grace, because our Lord sacrificed Himself to the point of shedding all His blood and water on the cross for us. So God sent the Holy Spirit to whoever believes in the Lord, and they received the fullness of the Holy Spirit and realized the spiritual meaning, and they could have spiritual faith. The grace which has made us hope for eternal things, the grace which enabled us to have the heart of love, the grace became living force in our lives. This is the grace of the Lord. This is the grace of the grace of the Holy Spirit. So we should never take this grace lightly. The Bible says not to receive the grace of God in vain. It is to overcome the tests and trials by the grace that we received. We can overcome them easily because of the grace, thanks to the grace. Our shepherd knows very well the heart of Father God and the spiritual law. That's why he even gave peace offerings on behalf of us so that we could be forgiven. And he endured all those in the sacrifices to fill up justice for us. And we should never forget this grace. It is strange to leave such church and shepherd after receiving this kind of grace. If you are deceived by any temptation, I'm sorry. You should be never foolish to destroy the love and trust that you have received so far. Once, I had a senior deaconess had a telephone conversation with someone, and she said, I am the host of this church, so I pray more, and I took care of more souls. But you left the church. I think you're just a guest or passerby. Senior deaconess said so. Don't be a passerby, okay? We should never, the Bible said, in a passerby or a guest. We are the passerby and on this earth, but we are the master, host, in heavenly kingdom. We should never take this grace in vain. We have to hold on to the grace that Father God gave to us. That's what He wants. We have to overcome all trials and tests. We have to become the warriors of faith. That's what Father God desires. And you have met that chance. We have to hold on to this faith. It doesn't matter. Nothing bothers me, even if someone left this church or if someone talks about something. It has nothing to do with us. Father God is watching us. Father God doesn't see whether you are shaken or not. Father God watches us to see whether we hold on to the grace that we have received. We gotta live like that on this earth. That's the worthy life, isn't it? Father God is giving us such chances to live such a life. He is looking for warriors of faith, and I hope you can raise your hand when Father God calls you. There are so many people who look at the dark side of the world, or pessimistic people. However, in the brain of man, I mean, depending on what people say, you know, they tend to obey what they say. So what I mean is that those who listen to negative words tend to speak more negative words. People have such tendency. Now, we're different. We feel the grace of Father God. We are thankful for the love that Father God gave to us. We pray to accomplish the will and providence of Father God. So, we are changing to give glory to Father God. we make that kind of decision. Our brain works like that. So Father God works for us. And the brain, you know, makes us to become like that, right? Proverbs 24:10 says, if you are slack in the day of distress, your strength is limited. Verse 16 says, for a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in time of calamity. There is a narrow-minded man. Such a narrow-minded man cannot endure even a little bit of stress. And there is a fish which has in a very quick temper. It dies right away when it's out of water. I mean, you should not have such a narrow mind of this in a fish. When you face disaster or calamity, you should never make quick decision that it is all over. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, we can see how many hardships Apostle Paul suffered. He was imprisoned many times. He was in the danger of death many times. He was beaten with rods. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. And he spent days and nights in the deep. Apostle Paul met the Lord, and he had a spiritual experience. He knew the will of God, and he was loyal to God. However, disasters that he faced continued. And some people left such Apostle Paul. In his letter to Colossians or Philemon, there is a man by the name of Dema. Colossians 4:14 says, look, the beloved physician sends you his greetings and also Demas. He was arrested and he was imprisoned when he wrote this. Back then, Luke and Demas was with Apostle Paul. However, in the 2 Timothy, Apostle Paul said, Demas loved the world and left him. Demas was along with Apostle Paul. However, when Paul was imprisoned in Rome, he was discolored and he left Apostle Paul. It is written in the Bible. So, chances are that people could misunderstand the Lord who gives grace. They may dislike the Lord, right? No? You can understand? Well, you are silent. I believe you know the answer, right? Apostle Paul was not like that. He didn't misunderstand. In the situation with no hope for life, if he wanted to resent against God, he could have done so. But Apostle Paul didn't have any grudge against God at all. He made the confession, even though he was imprisoned, even though he was shipwrecked, nothing bothered him. Even though he spent in the deep for days and nights, he got no fear in his heart. He was just delighted to be able to have a chance to pay back for the grace that he received from the Lord. He made such a confession. What a beautiful confession. Even in this extreme situation, he gave such prayer of thanks. It means he loved the Lord. His faith in the Lord was great. David also said in Psalm 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We have to make these forefathers of faith as our signpost. And we have to answer the call of Father God in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it." So all those trials, we are able to overcome by faith. That is, there is no temptation we cannot overtake. No man? Amen? Well, sometimes you face hardships that you can overcome, right? Yeah, there is a chance. However, you depend on God, Father God. That's not something you got to take care of. That's something the Father God should take care of. We can take care of something we can, but if there is something that we cannot take care of, we just ask God and depend on Him. Well, you will be tempted if you try to do something which is beyond your scope. So there are no tests that you cannot endure. I'll show you some math question. 100 by 100 by 100 minus 100 plus 100. The answer is?
놀랍습니다. 만입니다, 만.
Great. Well, that's 10,000, isn't it? Let me tell you again. 100 by, multiplied by 100 minus 100 plus 100. However, 100 by parentheses 100 minus 100 parentheses plus 100. The answer is 100. So when you solve this kind of math question, you have to follow the order. If there is a parenthesis, you gotta calculate the numbers inside the parenthesis first. And if you calculate it well, the answer will be different from each other. Depending on how you use your thought, the result may be greatly different. Our shepherd once said when he delivered the message about spirit and flesh, "So many people are biased when they receive help or grace. They even become false witness. Regardless of right and wrong, they like those who gave them benefit, and they hate those who don't give them benefit. Following the wrong way, getting biased, or just taking what they think right, with selfish idea, this is the look of the flesh." This is what our shepherd said. Being carried away by self or ego like this brings bad results. Our standard must be the Word of God. If there is something that you think of first before the truth, that's not truth. Our Father God should be the priority number one. And you have to obey that truth. During the 40 days when Moses was communicating with God at Mount Sinai, people of Israel did an unreasonable thing. Moses went up to mountain and there was no news. So they got nervous. And they talked to Aaron. Exodus 32 verse 1 says, "Now when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people assembled about Aaron and said to him, 'Come, make us a God who will go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him.'" And Aaron made the golden calf. And Israelites worshipped this golden calf. They did serious evil. They have listened to the word of God, and they have experienced the work of God. With pillar of fires and clouds, God protected them. Father God provided them with manna and quails. Father God made water come out from the rock. They experienced all these things. However, similar to Mammon people, right? When Moses was not around, even though they received such great grace from Father God, they forsook it. When Moses guided them, they tried to obey the word and they didn't hold any other thought. How dare could they make an idol? However, when Moses was not there, they made a golden calf with their own hands. They said, "This is God who would lead them." They called the golden calf the name of God and they worshipped it. Ridiculous. They look up only to Moses. They listened to Moses. They followed Moses. Now, they follow themselves. Since they couldn't find Moses, their leader, they just do whatever they see fit. Joshua, who was with Moses, said, "This is not the will of Moses." What if Joshua was said like this? Would the Israelites have obeyed? I think they would have said, "I cannot believe you until I listen to his voice." They did something that is against the will of Moses. It's ridiculous, isn't it? To make a golden calf and worship it. It is something that has nothing to do with God. So, Exodus 20 verse 7 says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain." Just as he said, 3,000 people of Israel were killed by the sons of Levite. Our shepherd said in his lecture in the 1st John, "From time to time, among people who said they believe in God, they receive the Holy Spirit. Sometimes they belong to the spirit of darkness, not the spirit of God. Not to be tempted by people who belong to darkness, we gotta discern the spirits ourselves. Spirit of darkness try all means to lead the members fall into sin, and they bring troubles into church." There was another incident that gave a hard time to Moses in the wilderness. It was the betrayal of Korah and his company. Korah was a member of Levi. He deceived about 250 and stood against Moses. And he said, "Who are you to become our king?" He said like this to Moses. And there was Dathan and Abiram who said it was all fault of Moses that they didn't go into the land of Canaan. Moses knelt down before God and prayed, and Father God solved this problem by himself. The ground split open, and the ground ate up Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and their household. And those 250 who followed Korah was consumed by the fire that came from God. No matter how foolish a man is, once he sees this, then he gotta know where the will of God lies. However, there were people who said, "You are the ones who have caused the death of the Lord's people." Well, how foolish. They don't know how to turn back. That's why Father God said, "They are an obstinate people." We should never become such an obstinate people. Well, there is a legend by Chinese businessmen. It is about Jiang Ruimin. who became the CEO of Qingdao Refrigerators Plant at the age of 35 in 1985. Back then, you know, the business was very, very, very bad. One day, was a complaint of a consumer of the faulty refrigerator. So the CEO called all the employees and broke all the 76 refrigerators in the factory with hammer before these employees. You know, the employee had to save 2 years to buy that refrigerator back then. However, this incident became turning point for that factory. 30 years later, this factory changed to become Haier, one of the biggest electronic consumer company. He is called Samsung of China. Chinese people are proud of this company. Until this company become like this, the CEO made that kind of decision. If there were employees, you know, who stood against him, then the change could not have been made to that company. There would have been no success, right? Through Kora incident and this Chinese enterprise case, we can understand that it's a huge mistake to ignore the organization and orders. When we obey the leader, we can fulfill a great work. Father God said, Joshua, who would be in charge of the work that Moses did. Can you imagine the burden on his shoulder? And then you can see that in the old Israelites made the oath that he would obey Joshua. And they asked Joshua to be confident and brave. You can do it. And Joshua did it. Whoever disobeys you, whoever stands against you, whoever doesn't listen to you, he will be killed. So you, be strong, be confident, and be brave. That's what the Israelites said to Joshua. Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:21, "Shall I come to you with a rod or with a love and a spirit of gentleness?" The answer is clear, isn't it? Of course, they want with love and a spirit of gentleness. But why did Apostle Paul say with a rod or with love to the congregation of Corinth? Back then, the members of the church in Corinth were deceived by the faulty teachers, and they walked the wrong path by their own arrogance. Just like the parents spank their children to educate them. To teach the members of the church of Corinth not to be tempted by the faulty teachers, not to be arrogant, he said this. Those who don't follow the order of the church is the synagogue, right? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Apostle Paul heard that there were disputes inside the church of Corinth. Apostle Paul heard that there was a people for Apollos and Paul and Christ. And he got worried. So that's why Paul said, "Did I take cross for you? Why there are people who follow me?" And he just said that he baptized only a few. He talked about, you know, he was very curious about, you know, some with the managing the relationship with the congregation. So you can see what, you know, Apostle Paul worried about the congregation in the church of Corinth. But he was still worrying about those, you know, divisions inside the church. So Apostle Paul said, have the same heart and the same will and be united. That's what Apostle Paul said to the church of Corinth. We are living in this end time. We are workers of the church who does providence of Father God in this end time. As we are united as one, we can accomplish the will that Father God gave to us. We got to become one with the shepherd of life. We have to become one. As our shepherd centered, we can become one and we can have limitless power. If we go on with the grace that we receive through our shepherd, and when we go on with the power of our shepherd, and Father God will protect us. And even the devil and Satan hates this kind. So Father God allows tests sometimes to see whether our heart is filled with the truth, whether we can march on, whether we can overcome tests. He tests us. He gives a chance to check our heart. There was a test for 300 warriors of Gideon. Do you think you can accomplish the world mission without test? It's against justice if you are to enter New Jerusalem. The test of trusting in the shepherd, the test of entering New Jerusalem, test of holding on to the grace from Father God, through these tests, we can become complete and perfect. Most people want to be happy, prosperous life. They don't like darkness. They like dark, bright side. They want to receive answers to whatever they pray for. Well, when things are not going as they expect, they become shocked. And some people give up and they go astray. However, Father God wants us to live a blessed life. But He knows if there is only sunlight, the land will become like desert. That's why Father God allows us to face tests and trials so that we can become prosperous. Therefore, when we meet tests and trials, we shouldn't avoid it, but feel God's love to overcome by faith. You know, become happy, you know, you want to become like that, but in many things, we have received grace, we were forgiven, and we experienced the spiritual realm. About spiritual realm, we know better than anybody, right? Since what we experienced was all true, we said amen, and we said amen because we got the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So Father God wants to check how much we engrave them in our heart and how well we keep them. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 explains who the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 12 and 13 says, now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident. For the day will show it because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. So those who seem to have no faith, who seem to be diligent, when they are tested, they can see whether their faith was true faith or not. Those with faith as gold, they will not sway even when they face with the test of fire. They will rather overcome it with joy and thanks, and they will eventually receive even greater blessing. And once we overcome this kind of test, we will surely receive blessing. However, if you have a faith of silver, stones, wood, hay, then you are weak to overcome these the tests. That's why we gotta have the faith as gold. If your faith is not being shaken and there is no change right now, then you have faith as gold. Since you are not shaken in any faith, in any tests, if you hold on to the grace, and if you're facing these tests, then you have a faith as gold of holding on to the truth that Father God is pleased with. Brothers and sisters, Manmin is surely the church which Father God is with. The word of life and works of power are all true. That's why the enemy, devil, and Satan keep interrupting God's will to be done. We can see it well from Apostle Paul's ministry. He had to face so many hardships. If he had not testified to the Lord, he would not have faced those persecutions, right? But Apostle Paul testified to the Lord. So enemy, devil, and Satan tried all means to kill Apostle Paul. Until the human cultivation is over, the enemy, devil, and Satan will do anything to interrupt the work of God. However, it doesn't bother the man of faith. It is all practice. Through this practice, our fleshly thought will be scattered and destroyed, and we will come to have even greater and stronger faith, because Father God is with us. We have been like that so far. Whenever we face tests, we became all the more united as one with our shepherd, and we stood on the rock of faith. These kind of persecutions will turn into our rewards in heaven. So we gotta be thankful. Unlike the Garden of Eden, on this earth we are being cultivated, and surely there is a work of Satan. However, there is a work of the Holy Spirit as well. So, if we discern, if we're diligent, we can go on. We got to overcome and defeat the work of Satan. Through the work of Satan, so many things occurred, but don't be scared. We got to receive the work of the Holy Spirit. That's what Manmin has done so far. So realize this. And you got to increase your faith. Father God wants us to overcome and win victory again and again. And He awaits. So we got to hold on to the grace we received, and we will never stop until we win victory. I hope that you will never lose the grace. Manmin will never stop because, thirdly, Father God's providence toward Manmin will never stop. A cell is the smallest element that consists of human body. After cell divisions, the cell would not grow any longer. However, cancer cell is different. It doesn't stop growing up. However, there is only one body organ that cancer does not occur. That's our heart, which works without taking a rest even for a second. The cancer cannot attack a heart. In 36 years of Manmin, there were many hardships and difficulties, But Father God's work has never stopped through Man Min. The greater the persecution, the greater the work of Father God. And greater glory and fruit of glory we have enjoyed. Just as Father God's will and His providence has never stopped for Man Min, it will never stop. The providence of Father God will be surely accomplished. And we believe it. Amen. Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We can never understand Father God's providence. However, we believe that His providence is for us. And we gotta understand His thoughts. Father God is alive. Well, as long as Father God is alive, we can meet God. And when we want to understand Father God's will, He will help us. Father God says like this, "I'm alive. I am God. I am God, your God, leading Man Min." Father God has confirmed this through whatever we have experienced so far. Unusual thing happened in our lives. Sometimes abnormal things occur. Sometimes we face some tragic moments in our lives and we got shocked. However, you've got to know that our Father God has experienced even more terrible and miserable things than we can ever imagine. That is, He had to watch His only begotten Son crucified on the cross. Do you think there is anything that is more terrible than this? Thanks to our shepherd, thanks to our Lord, who was crucified on the cross, to the point of shedding blood and water, we now receive the eternal life, and we gotta never forget. Therefore, we gotta know God, we gotta know the Lord. And once we know God and the Lord, when we face something that we cannot understand, we have to think of love of Father God and the Lord first. Father God once made this kind of confession. "The plan for human cultivation fills my heart. For this, I have to make a sacrifice." Without sacrifice, human cultivation cannot be done. That's what he said. Father God wants us to be complete even through tests and trials. And we got to understand and believe in such will of God. During this year, the works of the Father God didn't stop, but were unfolded before us. We've seen many testimonies from Man Min magazine every week. And they are the witnesses. They are the evidences that Father God is always with our shepherd. Friday online service, you watch Man Min magazine, right? And you have to. You got to remember how Father God worked. And through those testimonies, you got to feel the love of Father God. And you got to feel the space of our shepherd. I received much grace through those in the testify givers. 저는 난 이정숙, 이숙자, and 이종혜, and 임서형. And Song Wongyu. There were various kinds of testimonies to healings and blessings. A dead tree came back to life. All by the power of our shepherd, it received answers. They testified. Please, don't ever forget the grace that you received from our shepherd. It is the evidence that Father God is always with our shepherd. And Father God guarantees our shepherd. Now, when our shepherd says it is right, then who can say no to it? Through the mission trip to Pakistan, I experienced that Father God kept on working and guiding us. I met pastors who were curious about our shepherd. I had the conversations with them. And I had the pastor seminar and seminar for young people and handkerchief prayer meetings. Even though it was a short trip, Father God worked. And His work was even greater than before. An 11-year-old boy who was deaf and mute. I think he was 12 at the age of Korea. After receiving handkerchief prayer, he started to listen and he started to talk. And then his father brought his son, and this son was so shy, and he didn't say a word. So his father testified, he was born deaf and born mute, but he now listens. His father testified. It's not easy to, record their testimony as well. But after I came back, I asked some people to record, his testimonies. So some people went to the city, and then the boy lived in a far from the city. So we asked the father to record his talking. And that's what you saw on screen. It's a video clip, right? Now he looks so good, right? But he was so shy, he didn't say a word. Anyway, he looked at me inside the car. Let's give all thanks and glory to our Father God once again. There was a boy who had a problem with his brain, but after receiving the prayer, he started to talk. A boy at the age of 8 had his tonsil got swollen from the age of 5, but after receiving prayer, the tonsil was gone. Like an infected area was gone by the handkerchief prayer. A student at the age of 16, her ear got infected for 10 years, so wounds came out from her ear all the time. But after the prayer meeting, after receiving prayer, the wounds stopped. The pain was gone. A lady was carried into the prayer place. She fell down. And her leg was fixed with the dozens of, iron screws. And I prayed, and she sat down, and her face looked so good. As you can see, her leg was screwed like that. After the prayer meeting, she was able to stand. Father God showed amazing works through the handkerchief prayer meeting, which handkerchief prayer meeting. Such works of Father God has never changed so far. The power belongs to God. Psalmist says, and we can see our shepherd who received the power from Father God is belonging to God. Pastor Wilson John Gill in Pakistan had the testimony through handkerchief prayer. I cannot, mention the names of those people, but please bear with me, okay? The pastor's son became the congressman in the state. It happened in 2011. Our mission team was moving to a different city on a plane. And then we met a lady. And then we exchanged the name cards. Later on, she made a call. She was representing a party. A leader of the party fell down. And then the leader was hurt on his neck and back. And the leader could not move at all. So the lady was asking for prayer. She made a call to Pastor Maria. So Pastor Wilson John Gill went to him and prayed with the handkerchief. And right after the prayer, the leader was healed right away on the spot. From then on, and they got to have a friendship. And then on Christmas or in a big events, they were invited each other. Now there was a general election this year. The party the leader was leading became the first party, and he was elected as the prime minister. The Pakistan has the parliament cabinet system. So the prime minister has greater power than the president, right? So, Pastor Wilson John Gill's son was mentioned, and now he became the congressman that represents the minor religion. This, in the past, the pastor's son has helped the mommy ministry. The state is twice bigger than Korea. We're like 100 million people, population. From when he was young, he has helped the mommy ministry, and our shepherd always prayed for him. So Father God wonderfully blessed him. In this mission trip, whenever I had a meeting, I testified to this blessing. But the blessing and miracle didn't stop there. The son asked me to pray for him. And he said he wanted to become a minister. And while I was there, I got a call that he was anointed as a minister. I was curious because he just became a congressman, but how could he become a minister? And many politicians said that he has good relationship with the different foreign countries, and he was working internationally. So, it was work with mommy ministry. So, people said that he was eligible for that position. So he became the minister. And then he became the minister. And then he can do many more jobs, right? So he has great vision. So in the space of the shepherd, we have such testimonies as Man Min, right? I experienced shepherd space a lot while I've been doing the Middle East ministry. Without the space of the shepherd, there were so many dangerous moments. But as I look back, I can see that Father God has prepared and helped us to escape from those in the dangerous situations. For example, after our mission trip was over, the next week after our mission trip, you know, some demonstration occurred. This time again, after the mission trip, we came out. The next day, and the next week, there were big demonstration. There was a Christian who received the death penalty. But he was released, you know, not guilty. But then, you know, those people in different religion, you know, showed in demonstration against the decision of the court. So, if we got out of the country a week later, then we could be in a dangerous situation. When there were so many pictures when I went to a mission trip. So I looked at those pictures. And they were the pictures of people who died in a bomb terror. A terrorist came inside the church and then the bomb was exploded. And 20 or so people died. So there were pictures of those, you know, victims. And I was told that a brother stopped a bomb terrorist. And only the brother who stopped the terrorist died from the bomb explosion. But the members of the church were protected. Because of this danger of terrors, you know, I was escorted by a police. His gun was always, you know, loaded fully. And this police, you know, escorted and protected our mission team. Father God has protected us like this. All glory be to God. And our shepherd always prayed for us. So thank you. And Mrs. Bong-Lin Lee and all our mommy members, thank you for your prayer. Dear brothers and sisters, God works not by the wisdom of this world, but by His will. Through Man Min, Father God works so that this gospel can be preached everywhere. People who met the gospel of holiness through broadcasting and books, they will realize the power of recreation of our shepherd, and they will reveal the glory of Father God. Father God works through Man Min. And we got to understand that His working never stops. And it doesn't even stop even when we face difficulties. Even when we worry, Father God works. Clearing all those obstacles. We have typhoons every summer. Scientists call these typhoons necessary evil. Sometimes there are casualties, some loss. However, it does something a man cannot do. Thanks to typhoon, the seawater circulates. Oxygen is provided, and many the sea fish become, flourish. And it deals with the red and green tides. Such a strong wind of typhoon clears up all the micro dust and the pollutants and destroys all those harmful insects. And more than 30% of water on the land is provided by this typhoon. The things that we face right now are actually the work of God that purifies us right now. Believe in it. Even though there is a great typhoon like this, it has nothing to do with us as we understand the providence of Father God. There is nothing to fear. If you have run well, trusting in the shepherd, there is no reason to get weary. Blacksmith hits iron, not to destroy it, but to make it strong. Through the blacksmith work, the iron becomes stronger and becomes a beautiful tool. You gotta know that there is a good will of Father God behind all those works and tests we face now. Through these tests, we can see, we can understand our Father God better. I hope that you can become the one who can accomplish good will of Father God. I hope that we can all refresh the heart of Father God who works endlessly. Let me conclude this message. Let me conclude the message with the story of a father who played a triathlon with his severely disabled son. Rick Hoyt was born with the cerebral palsy. The doctor asked the father to give him up, but the father didn't give up, because he was a father to his son. The son grew up. The son could make a simple communication through a machine. One day, the son expressed this feeling. He said, "I would like to run." And the father carried his son on a wheelchair and he started to run. The son said, "Father, as we run, I felt like I'm not a disabled man anymore." Upon hearing this, the father ran a marathon. And the son later said that he wished to run in a triathlon. The father could not swim. The father didn't ride a bicycle, but he overcame all those obstacles only for his son. He carried his son on a boat and swam. He took his son on a cycle and ran. His son and the father made smile and never stopped running. And they finished the triathlon course. The disability of the son was just ordinary, everyday obstacle that they can overcome. And they made this confession after the triathlon. The son said, "Father, thank you. I couldn't do this without you." And the father said, "My son, without you, I couldn't run." Brothers and sisters, Manmin will never stop. Because our shepherd doesn't stop, we will not stop, but we will keep going on. Because we have Father God's will and providence, our shepherd and we will never stop. Father God will surely complete human cultivation, the huge project, because of us. Let's give all glory and thanks to Father God, who is always in our side and makes all things work together for good. All thanks and glory be to God. Let's think over the message and pray together.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children, and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.